This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It was on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. Wealth is not in having many possessions, rather, true wealth is the richness of the soul. Firstly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is debunking something. He's debunking the fact of us looking at the tangible things and relying on what we see. He is telling us to never be deceived by relying on what you see or hear from people. Because in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated this deen, and he is the one that has told us about the unseen. And the unseen forces that have an effect on the seen, such as the angels that they're watching, that should be a motivation for us, because our ultimate motivation is to want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. So when we're in places or doing things and we know the angels are watching and they're recording, and ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, that should serve as a means for us to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to be deceived by what we see. When we see people that are men and they're talking about alpha, you have to be alpha, you have to have, you know, this kind of car or this amount of money. No. The ultimate motivation of money is to use the money as fuel for you to be a better person, to worship Allah. And not saying that you can't get a Bentley or a car, but in that instance, having the car and having big muscles is not saying you're a man. It's not showing you're a man. It could possibly be a feminine characteristic that you use that to validate you, the beauty and deception of everything that is around you and everything that is external is that which makes you self-sufficient. How many people do we see in life? Those guys that are in the gym and that they're huge, but there's a lot going inside that they're suffering from. And this is a side point as well. Don't think the gym by itself, the actual gym itself, or your big muscles is all that you need for therapy. Yes, it is therapeutic, but it is not all that you need for therapy. Reaching out to your fellow brothers and your friends is important. And that's why seeking help at times as a man, whether it's going through a bad divorce, whether it's your father that's really, you know, abusive to your mom or abusive to you or to a relative, reach out and talk to somebody, because that will bring a level of, if you don't, you'll feel deprived inside. You'll feel sad inside. You'll feel helpless inside. It could lead to depression, and it could lead to things that we don't want to happen to us or to any, you know, to anyone that we may know. So never being deceived by relying on what you see in front of you. And don't get deceived by, you know, the money, fast cars, girls and stuff that you see with a man and thinking that that's a sign of a man. Second thing is the essentiality of heart work. It's important for us to work on our hearts. We shouldn't think that working on your heart, it's emotional, it's feminine, you know, it's crying. No, crying is not a feminine characteristic. It's a human characteristic. It's human. Working on your hearts at times will break you down. Even when you're in the weight room, when you're on the track, when you're playing a sport, sometimes you'll just break out and cry because of the anger that you're letting out, the emotions that you're letting out during the physical exertion. And that is a good process. And that's what we mean by therapeutic. You know, you're thinking about the father that was abusive to your mother, or you're thinking about how you were bullied while you're lifting that weight, while you're running the last stride, while you're reading the last page of a book of an autobiography of someone, right? You're thinking about that and you're working on your heart and you're saying, oh God, don't make me like this person. Oh Allah, give me closure in forgiving this person, but never forgetting when I become a father. Heart work, working on your heart. That is what is important for a man. And that's what's going to make him strong, because that ultimately leads to self-control. That ultimately leads to self-restraint. When your heart is attached to something that is detrimental to your soul. The third point is the importance of reliance on Allah for happiness and contentment. When you prostrate, Ya muqallibul qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Oh, the one that makes the hearts firm, make my heart firm on your religion. Don't make it firm on disobedience to Allah. Don't make it firm on watching pornography. Don't make it firm on backbiting. Don't make it firm on physically overpowering people that are weaker and thinking that I'm a man, or bullying people and thinking that's what makes me a man when I'm really hurting inside. When you're hurting inside, that's what you should work on. Because when you hurt inside, that's what leads to up to hurting other people, working on your heart. And that's the beauty of this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said that wealth is not having many possessions. Whether it's possessing strength, possessing a car, possessing clothes, possessing shoes, possessing a certain type of hairstyle that may make you think you are more of a man that way. And rather, the true wealth is richness of the soul. When your soul is rich with the remembrance of Allah, rich with the obedience of Allah by practicing your religion with the right intention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are rich in our hearts, because that richness in hearts will translate to actions which will have a masculine effect on the world. May Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.